Railway Stories from the Montsor Trail, The Line. Thank you for downloading this episode of stories from the Midland Railway Line through the Peak District. The line carried freight and passengers for over 100 years between 1863 and 1968, connecting White Peak towns and villages with Manchester, Derby, London and the world. This episode features the voices of people who travelled the line and remember its history and stations, its tunnels and viaducts.
As a boy, I took the railway from Matlock through the Bucks till every day. And even now, I still remember clearly the sights and sounds I met along the way. I recall that train going clickety clack, tearing along down the track, hurtling like a demon through the dale. And maybe you can hear its ghostly echo as we walk along the Montsor Trail, as we walk the Montsor Trail, as we walk the Montsor Trail.
My name's Glyn Waite. I worked on the railway from 1960 for 45 years. And I was the chief clerk at Rosely in 1965 and 1966. The Midland Railway was keen in getting a line into Manchester and Lancashire and decided in 1859 to build its own line between Rosely and Buxton to go through the Wye Valley. The Duke of Rutland was agreeable to such a route, but insisted that the line should not be seen from Haddon Hall. As a result, a tunnel was built at Haddon. The line from Rosely was opened as far as Hassop in August 1862 and through to Buxton in June 1863. While this was happening, the Midland Railway made an agreement with the Manchester and Sheffield and Lincolnshire Railway to actually get into Manchester. It projected its own route from near Blackwell Mill to New Mills, where it would join end on with the Manchester and Sheffield and Lincoln's line southwards from Manchester. The route opened in February 1867. It would have opened slightly earlier had it not been for a landslip at Bugsworth. The railway was actually projected to link the East Midlands with the industrial districts of Lancashire and was primarily to convey mineral and goods traffic.
Now it must have taken thousands upon thousands working till they fell down on their knees on viaducts and tunnels and embankments, all built on limestone rocks from ancient seas. All with picks and shovels in their hands, they cut a swathe all through the land in rain and wind and weather without fail. And maybe you can hear their ghostly echo as you walk along the Montsor Trail.
The Millersdale used to be on the London to Manchester LMS mainline, and the engines there were a little bit more general, a little bit more powerful than the ones that used to come through Chesterfield. And because of the gradients and also the presence of the tunnels in Millersdale in particular, used to be quite a thrilling experience to hear the engines coming in out the tunnels as they came up towards Millersdale from the south. And you could sometimes see the smoke come puthering out of the tunnels just as the expresses flew through the tunnels, hauling the long heavy expresses. Between Millersdale and Buxton, as I recall it, it was almost an alpine journey, and the main recollection I have is going over these really high viaducts, what seemed to be 100 feet or even more above the river, and then probably going through a little tunnel and then coming out onto another viaduct, and just looking down out the window almost vertically. It was quite almost gave you vertigo just looking out the windows.
I have been in Headstone's tunnel as the train goes through, and it It's somewhat daunting, to say the least, because they have the refuges, don't you? You can see the refuges. And the railway men, of course, were doing their work in there. They knew when the trains were coming. And they just stood back like that. But if you're in one of those refuges in the blackness and a locomotive comes by, train comes by, it makes a lot of noise. And do you know what the most spectacular thing is? If the fireman's firing his fire, because remember, he's got to make that climb up to Millersdale, he's got his firebox doors open, so there's this red glow of the fire in the tunnel. Quite impressive. Frightening, actually. If you'd been caught in there and didn't know what to do, you'd be absolutely terrified. But there you go.
The line closed in stages. It was not included in the Beeching report, primarily because at that time it was the main passenger route between London and Manchester, as they were electrifying the West Coast main line. That was completed in April 1966. Shortly afterwards, a proposal was made to take freight traffic off the line, and this came to fruition in October 1966. This just left the local passenger trains and the expresses. The local passenger trains had actually been put up for closure in 1964, and a decision was being awaited by the Minister of Transport. Barbara Castle, the then Minister of Transport, agreed that all stations north of Matlock should be closed on the 4th of March 1967. This now left only the expresses running between Matlock and Chinley, with Millersdale station now closed. And it was then decided that these should be diverted via the Hope Valley, and the line closed completely between Matlock and Millersdale Junction, which is at Blackwell Mill, on the 1st of July 1968. The last trains actually didn't run. They should have run on the Sunday, the 30th of June, but at that time there was a guards dispute. In fact, the last train on the Saturday from London did not run either.
When the railway closed, they didn't immediately take the track up. And in the early 70s, when they decided they really weren't going to do anything with it, the rails had to come up, and suddenly the line was very busy. Diesels would go presumably from Derby, and they would start collecting the rails. And of course they went to the furthest distance first, and they would collect the rails, and then the diesel would come back, and then another diesel would come up and collect the rails, but this time, and gradually the time got shorter and shorter because they got closer and closer to the station, until eventually they got to Longston and the rails were removed, and then they would come below Longston to collect those between Longston and Bakewell and Matlock. After they'd collected the rails, the next vehicles to appear were large lorries, and it was extremely noisy because lorries would go thundering up the track, collecting the sleepers first and then all the metalwork. So that took quite a long time to do. It was, if you imagine, let me see, I could compare it with building a motorway almost, in that the amount of traffic that was involved as they removed everything from the track bit by bit. One thing that I remember very, very well is the day they came to take down the telegraph poles. And my young son, who was probably two-ish, was outside the old station and was playing. And for some reason, I decided that perhaps he ought to come in, because contractors were up by the telegraph pole on the other side of the platform, and I thought, well, the noise was rather loud of the saw rotating, so I brought him in and we decided we'd watch it from the window in the flat. There was a tremendous bang as the pole hit the platform on the station building side, So it had come from the slope on the other side of the platform, crashed down, and all the insulators shattered on the edge of the platform. And obviously, if my son had been out there, I'm sure some of them would have smashed, you know, as they smashed, bits would have hit him. So we were quite grateful that... If there is such a thing as a guardian angel, it was doing its job. And then, of course, they were sawn up, they were taken away, and then they moved on to the others further up. But I don't recall them coming down with quite such ferocity.
But since 1968, those mighty engines no more have brought the coal or shipped the lime. 'Cause the government decided they weren't needed and consigned them to a far off distant time. You can still see the butterflies and bees and hear the red starts in the trees. You won't hear that lonesome whistle wail, although maybe you might catch a ghostly echo as you walk along the Monsel Trail. As you walk the Monsel Trail. Monsel Trail.
This podcast was produced by InHeritage on behalf of the Peak District National Park Authority to celebrate the reopening of the railway tunnels for walkers, cyclists and horse riders on the Monsel Trail. Interviews were conducted in March 2011. Thank you to all who offered their memories of the Midland Railway. We're grateful for funding from Cycling England. Steam Locomotive recordings are courtesy of Steam Sounds. Monsel Trail Blues is written by Steve Russell and performed by the Slingshots.